Hello, I'm Pastor Scott Seeke from Amazing Grace Lutheran Church in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Thank you for downloading this week's sermon. Please visit tisgrace.org to learn more about our church. Enjoy. My wife and I like to refer to pastors who are fresh out of seminary as baby pastors. Little bitty cute baby pastors. And when I was a baby pastor, I had grand visions of the relationships that I was going to have with all the members of my church. You know, we were going to be buddies, and we were going to hang out together, and we were all going to get along, and we were going to laugh, and we were going to joke, and we were all going to love each other and hug each other, and we were going to sing Kumbaya and hold hands. You know, and it was going to be this magical thing. There were going to be unicorns and rainbows, and it was going to be amazing. So I got to my first church, and there was this guy there whose name was Dick. That was his name. And, you know, I would talk to him, and, how are you? A lot of grunting with Dick. Okay, all right. So I'm like, you know, I'm his pastor. We're supposed to, you know, get along well, and we're supposed to, you know, so. Hey, Dick, how are you? Okay, all right. And he was always cordial. You know, he was never, like, rude, but every time I said something, it kind of seemed like he just didn't want to hear it or something. And every time he said something, I was kind of like, well, what's this guy's deal? So the weird thing was that everybody else in church loved Dick. And they thought he was great. They all got along with him, and they went to parties, and they would all hang out. They were friends. And just for some reason, he and I just was kind of like this. And, you know, I felt bad about it because, you know, I'm the pastor and we're all supposed to hang out and hold hands and sing Kumbaya and love each other. It's supposed to be unicorns and rainbows. And there were no unicorns or rainbows. There was just a lot of grunting. And I was like, all right, fine. So I kept trying and kept trying, and it kept not happening. Like, we just couldn't connect for some reason. And then something happened. And you know, it's one of those, it's been like 15 years. The details of things kind of get blurry over time. But basically, his wife was in charge of Welka, which is the women's group. And Welka wanted a room for something. And somebody else wanted a room for something. And I was a baby pastor, so I thought I had to fix everything. So I was going to make the right decision that was going to make everybody happy. And instead, his wife's like brain exploded. And she got really mad at me. And Dick called me. I have no idea what the conversation. I don't even know what I did. I can't even remember. It's gone in the mist of memory. But Dick's like, you can't do this. Well, yes, I can, Dick, actually, now that you mention it. No, you can't do this. Oh, yeah. We talked for a while, and it got absolutely nowhere. It was like we were just, you know, like the old, I'm dating myself a little bit here, but the old commercial with the Rams, you know, they were just bam. You know, it was like that. And Dick's like, I want to come into your office and see you. And I want to bring a witness. And I was like, well, that's interesting. Because that's what the Bible says, right? I mean, Matthew 18 says if you have a problem with someone, I see a lot of nodding, this is good. If you have a problem with someone, you go to them personally. And if you don't get anywhere, then you bring a witness. All right, and you go again. So he's going to bring a witness. Finally, we're going to clear the air. We're going to be buddies. We're going to have this heart-to-heart meeting. We're going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya, and it's going to be fantastic. So Dick comes in. He brings Jim with him. And Dick sits down, and Jim sits down. And Jim kind of sits in the corner. And Dick and I start talking, and Jim doesn't say a word. And it's going about as well as you would expect, right? Just like the Rams in the commercial, okay? We can't seem to connect. About a half an hour into this, we hear a noise coming from Jim, right? And he's got his head down, and it's kind of like a squeaking noise, and his shoulders are moving, and we're both like, Jim, what's wrong? He's like, isn't it obvious? We're like, no, what's obvious? He says, well, the problem is you two are exactly alike. And Dick goes, no, we're not. And I said, no, we're not. And we're like, no, there's no way we're alike. Are you crazy? That's ridiculous, and we kept fighting for another half an hour. And I suppose this is the point where I tell the next story about the day that Dick and I finally had our hand-holding kumbaya moment. There never was one. That never happened. And you know, I kept thinking that he's going to leave this church because he and I don't get along. And there I was again, itty-bitty pastor, you know, baby pastor. The last thing you want to do is drive people away. It's like in the manual somewhere, like, you know, rule number one, don't let people leave the church. You know, it makes it hard to grow when people are leaving. And so I really did, this weighed heavily on me until I read this passage that we had today. And what this passage talks about is Jesus sending people right into the neighborhoods next door to go to homes. And he talks about how we're to extend our peace to someone, right? And if they accept our peace, and then our peace returns to us, to stay a while. But if it doesn't, wipe the dust off and move on. And I thought about that for a long time. Because I was like an itty-bitty baby pastor, right? Well, if I leave, who's going to take care of them? If they don't have me, who's going to save them? Who's going to love them and hug them and have unicorns and rainbows with them? If I don't do it, who will? There's sort of this thing called the first commandment. It says, I am Lord your God, you shall have no other gods before me. And what I realized was, I was thinking that it was all up to me. That it was my duty, my responsibility. It was all on my shoulders. I have a heart condition as a result of that, so it's not the way to go, folks. That's just not what God intends. The reason that God says to wipe the dust off is because that means that God has somebody else in mind for that person. Dick never left that church. Because there were other people there that he connected with. There were other people who were able to minister to him. There were other people who were able to love and care and support him. And he would probably grunt if you asked him, but yeah, there were probably some unicorns and rainbows sometimes in some of those things. I thought it was all up to me. And that was when I realized that this is going to sound obvious, but bear with me, I can't save anybody. You can't save anybody. It's not up to any one of us. It is up to us. Because I'm not the body of Christ. The Bible doesn't say I'm the body of Christ or you're the body of Christ. You're the body of Christ. It says we are the body of Christ. It is through our combined gifts that God can reach everyone. I'm convinced that that's why there's different denominations. I'm convinced that's why they've got Pentecostals and Catholics and Lutherans and Baptists, is because everybody's different. And everybody needs a different kind of community. So I don't get cranky at them. Oh, I thank God for them. I think that's fantastic. We're all in this together because we're all the body of Christ. Now, I will say that Dick and I did have a moment years later where at least we came to respect each other. And that was good. And I came to appreciate the gifts that he brings, and he came to appreciate the gifts that I bring. But if he walked in the door right now and I tried to have a conversation with him, I can tell you it'd go badly. It'd just go badly. Because he and I are not people of peace to each other. And so if you know somebody that needs Jesus, that needs help, and you extend your peace to them, and they don't want it, that's okay. Because we all collectively have to trust that God has people in mind for them. Now, if they do, right, then the scripture is very clear, which is you're sort of supposed to move in, which might be more than you wanted to think about and might be a topic for another sermon another day, but that's what it says. If somebody is a person of peace for you, move in with them. Hang out with them. Invest in them. Spend time, effort, and energy getting to know them and sharing Christ with them and being in fellowship together and having unicorns and rainbows and all that good stuff. But if not, remember that you and I cannot save anyone. It is God who saves. And we just happen to be lucky that sometimes God chooses to do that through us. God loves you, and so do I. Amen.